Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for July the 17th. Today's devotion is entitled, How Long? We'll be looking at the reading from the book of Psalms, Psalm 13, verses 1 and 2. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all the day? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? David wrote Psalm 13 during a prolonged season of distress. He repeated the Hebrew expression ad adnah, meaning until when or how much longer, four times. This repetition was deliberate and emotionally cumulative. David was not reacting to a momentary disappointment. He had prayed, waited, and endured without seeing his circumstances change. Each how long revealed another dimension of his suffering. Spiritually, he felt forgotten by God. Relationally, he felt that God had hidden his face from him. Internally, he was exhausted from wrestling with his own thoughts and carrying sorrow throughout the day. Externally, he watched his enemy appear to gain the upper hand. David felt abandoned above him, troubled within him, and threatened around him. Yet his repeated questions were still the language of faith. David directed his complaint to the Lord, not merely about him. He continued to believe that God heard him, could answer him, and had the power to act. His lament was not the abandonment of faith, but faith struggling against appearances. As the psalm continued, David moved from complaint to petition and finally to renewed trust. His circumstances may not have changed during the prayer, but his posture did. We may think strong faith should hide its sorrow and silence its questions, yet biblical faith brings its grief honestly to God. Jesus entered the deepest suffering and cried from the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me?" He bore our sin and judgment so that those who trust in him would never be abandoned by God. Because Jesus was forsaken for us, nothing can separate us from the Father's love. This is the grace of the gospel. We do not approach God because we have prayed perfectly, waited patiently, or remained emotionally strong. We come through Christ, who opened the way for us by his blood. Even when God seems distant, the cross assures us that his love is near. Our question, how long, contains hope because Jesus has risen. Suffering will not have the final word, and our trials will not last forever. So let us cling to Christ and keep asking in faith, how long? Let's pray. Dear Father, when our suffering continues and we cannot see what you are doing, help us bring our questions honestly to you. Renew our trust in your steadfast love as we wait for your answer. In Jesus' name, amen.